I wrote a book a bunch of years ago called The Dip. And one of the things I argue in The Dip is that being the best in the world at what you do is really underrated. Now, I need to describe what I mean by best and by world. By world, I don't mean the whole world. I just mean the world of available options. So if you have a Bialy shop on Houston Street, and there isn't another Bialy shop for seven blocks, you're by definition the best Bialy shop in the world, because someone would have to go farther than they're willing to go. You win. We don't get to do that very often, especially on the internet. Everything is a click away. And by best, I don't mean the most expensive. I don't mean a Bentley. I don't mean the fanciest. By best, I mean for the person who is going to engage with you, you are the solution, the connection, the change that they seek. Best in the world. Two simple words. Why then don't people become best in the world? I'll give you seven reasons. One, people run out of time. Then they quit. Two, people run out of money. And then they quit. Number three, you get scared and hold back and then you quit. You're not serious about it, which as soon as you hit an impediment means you'll quit. You lose interest or enthusiasm or settle for being mediocre, which is what the lizard brain wants, and then you quit. You focus on the short term instead of the long term because the short term is more fun. You go to the gym for 3 weeks. You don't make a commitment to go to the gym for 3 years. When the long term shows up and it gets too hard, you quit. And the last one is you pick the wrong thing at which to be the best in the world at, either because you define the world as being too big or you don't have what it takes to be the best in that field, right? So I've got no chance to become the best in the world at basketball, and it would be smart for me not to try.